The first phase of the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is ending with no definitive results. U.S. investigators conclude that two or more trailers discovered in Iraq probably were mobile laboratories for producing biological weapons. That's the best indication so far that Saddam Hussein's regime was producing illegal weapons, but there's no solid proof, and U.S. weapons experts admit to feeling frustrated. NPR's Tom Jeldom reports.
For more than a month, U.S. weapons experts in Iraq have been hunting high and low for hard evidence of illegal weapons. They found drums of chemicals hidden in bunkers, but those turned out later to be pesticides. Another suspicious liquid turned out to be rocket fuel. There has been one promising find, a series of trailers that, when opened, were found to contain laboratory equipment. The first one was found last month in northern Iraq. A senior Pentagon official said last week the trailer was, in all likelihood, a mobile biological weapons laboratory. Then troops of the 101st Airborne Division found another trailer not far from the first one. Major General David Petraeus, the 101st commander, discussed the find yesterday via a satellite link-up.
The expert I talked to this morning said that he had a reasonable degree of certainty that this is, in fact, a mobile biological agent production trailer.
Still, there's no proof, even with the trailers, of a biological weapons program. No warfare agents have been found, much less any warheads loaded with anthrax or botulinum toxin. And there's nothing yet that shows Iraq had an active chemical weapons program. Before the war, U.S. defense and intelligence officials said that between bugs and gas, as they put it, gas would be the harder to hide, the easier to find, and the more likely to be used. But almost all the top priority sites have been visited so far, and still no evidence. If you cut to the chase, says a senior defense official with direct knowledge of the hunt, the weapons clearly were not at the places where people expected them to be. The most highly specialized search team sent to Iraq, the 75th Exploitation Task Force, consisting of military and civilian weapons experts, is now nearing the end of its Iraq mission. The task force will be replaced next month by the so-called Iraq Survey Group, another civilian military unit, larger in number but with a broader focus than the Exploitation Task Force. The survey group will also go after missing regime leaders, collect war crime evidence, and investigate Iraqi connections with terrorist networks. The hunt for weapons is receding as a mission priority, and the team members who went to Iraq to find the weapons are increasingly frustrated. These were guys who had a lot of training, says the senior defense official. They were keyed up to do an important job, they have been going about it thoroughly and enthusiastically, and they have not found anything. It's got to be hard on them. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said the best leads on finding illegal weapons will come from interviews with Iraqi scientists who had knowledge of Saddam's weapons program. Several of those scientists are already in U.S. custody, but according to defense officials, the scientists have yet to provide much useful information about the illegal weapons. U.S. officials are now beginning to think some of their pre-war assumptions about Iraq's weapons program may have been wrong. U.S. intelligence agencies, for example, reported that some Iraqi units assigned to defend Baghdad had access to chemical weapons, but the senior defense official now says the failure to find evidence of those weapons means it is becoming, quote, less and less likely, unquote, that any of those troops did actually have operational control of chemical weapons. The official continues to believe Saddam Hussein had a chemical weapons program, but speculates that regime leaders were able to hide the evidence in places unknown to U.S. investigators. General Petraeus of the 101st Airborne Division admits he is wondering what happened to Saddam's chemical weapons arsenal.
I just don't know whether it was all destroyed years ago. I mean, there's no question that there were chemical weapons years ago. Whether they were destroyed right before the war, whether they're still hidden, I think the explanation is still out there to be found.
The failure to locate illegal Iraqi weapons has not altered Pentagon plans to destroy those weapons if and when they are found. A special task force from the Defense Threat Reduction Agency was dispatched just yesterday to Baghdad to begin preparations for disabling and eliminating any weapons that turn up in the coming days and weeks. Since there is so far nothing to be disabled or eliminated, the task force effort may be scaled back. But a U.S. official familiar with the disablement and elimination plan says there's still work to do. One mission will be to resume destruction of Iraq's Al-Samud missiles. Before the war, the Iraqi regime had itself begun destroying those missiles under the guidance of United Nations inspectors. but the process was interrupted when the war began. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.